SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Republican chairs of the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees expanding impeachment probe now into President Biden's alleged involvement in his son Hunter Biden's scheme to defy congressional subpoena.
In a letter to the White House, Representatives James Comer of Kentucky and Jim Jordan of Ohio requested documents and communications between White House staff and the executive office of the president and Hunter Biden or his lawyers regarding his scheduled deposition behind closed doors, which was supposed to happen on December 13. Hunter Biden, however, defied the subpoena from the Oversight Committee, appearing briefly outside the U.S. Capitol to stress that he would only answer questions in a public setting. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Hezbollah poses a far greater threat to Israel's survival than Hamas.
I've been warning and saying that if we don't address the Hezbollah threat, Hezbollah will conclude that we're afraid, that Hezbollah will escalate its fire at us. And the war will start at a time of Hezbollah's choosing, not our choosing.
And he says it's just a matter of time.
Hezbollah can wait until the Israeli army is bogged down in Gaza, low on ammunition, tired, till Israel is increasingly isolated internationally, and then Hezbollah will strike.
And Dr. Oren tells the Salem Radio Network Israel should attack Hezbollah very soon. New study says social media companies collectively made $11 billion in U.S. advertising revenue last year from minors alone. Harvard researchers say the findings show a need for government regulation of social media since the companies are not self-regulating. This is SRN News. Well, America rose up against woke capitalism in 2023.
It all started with Bud Light. When the brand decided to partner with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a lot of people said, enough. A grassroots boycott of the beer quickly gained momentum, tanking Anheuser-Busch's profits, ending Bud Light's reign as America's most popular beer, and costing three corporate executives their jobs. Target, Nike, Maybelline, and other firms that have embraced transgenderism paid the price in 2023. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge declining to stay litigation over Alabama's ban on sex change operations for youngsters. Justice Department had asked to put the case on hold as similar ones wind up toward the Supreme Court. District Judge Lyles Burke said no, adding that a stay might be appropriate later if the High Court decides to review similar bans enacted by other states. This is SRN News. A correspondent, Rhonda Rockstra, says a Western Colorado Republican is moving a little ways east.
Calling her move a fresh start, Lauren Boebert will take over the seat, being vacated by retiring Ken Buck. 2023 was a controversial year in which she was embarrassed by a video of her misbehaving with a date at a Denver musical. After a tight reelection race last year in the state's 3rd district, she appears to have a better chance in the 4th district than a more conservative part of the state. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
More Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week, but not enough to raise concern about the labor market nor a broader economy. Labor Department says jobless claims rose to 218,000 for the week ending December 23rd, an increase of 12,000 from the previous week. The 4-week average of claims, which smooths out the week-to-week ups and downs, fell by 250 to 212,000. More details at srnnews.com.